Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Now.
It floats back to you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Psychic Dougal Frazier here. Guys, we're back. We had an excursion at sea. It was the love boat. We made friends with everyone. It was fantastic. But more importantly, Benny, we missed you.
And we missed you.
Did you?
Of course. It's so different when you have to play encores. You know?
It's not the same.
People are still calling in. They're like, where is Dougal? Like, we want our readings.
Guys, I was busy. I was at sea. And you know what's weird? I don't know about you, David, but I still feel it. Like, we technically got off the ship on Saturday, but I'm really motion sensitive. I don't get seasick, but I still feel like the room is going like this.
Swang? You should swing
up and down. It's getting less and less. Yeah. And the first day, I look like I have kids because I just rock back and forth. You
know,
you do the mom rock back and forth.
That's definitely more you, because I feel like you also get kind of nauseous on roller coasters.
Yeah, I feel a roller coaster for at least an hour afterwards.
And I never have that.
I still feel it. And I was noticing some people on Facebook, I think it's just kind of like your body's chemistry, because some people feel it and some people don't notice it at all, but I still have it and I want it to go away.
It's the inner ear thing, right?
Maybe it's because perceptually I'm more open and sensitive to these things.
It's quite possible.
It's quite possible. I don't know. But we had so much fun. It was such a great trip. We had a great group of people and everybody really bonded, and it was silly and it was fun. And one night we did a group dinner and Colette made us all get pea soup, and then she went from table to table and she read our soup bowls. Which
really?
at first I was like,
whoa.
You're going to what? You're going to read my soup bowl? You're going to when?
But
you're going to why?
It was really cool, though.
It was really cool. And she read my bowl and she read David's, and they were really, really good.
How about the captain? Did she go over to the captain's table and read his bowl?
You know, I never saw the captain.
Oh,
I know.
Always have the captain's dinner and all that? You're supposed to dress up and all that?
Well, the first formal night, David and I were tired, so we hid in the room because I didn't want to get dressed up. I know. So we had dinner in the room, but the second night we did go out, and it was fun. I mean, I know it kind of feels like an adult version of prom, and then like randomly there are
so
people
true.
Getting married, so people will walk by in a wedding dress, and you're like, what is going on?
That was the cruise I went on. My sister got married, and we did the we did Saint Martin, Saint Martinique, and all that, and it's the same thing. We did it more of like a couples cruise. There's different types, so. Me being single at the time, along with my little sister and stuff like that, we didn't really have very many people to hang out with other than the couples and like the newlyweds. They were having a good time, and then it's like, all right, the single's out on the dance floor. It's like four people.
It's exactly single's out. It's four people.
Well, they were watching me having a good time, so yeah.
It was fun, and we got to we ended up having the first island that we went to was Princess K's, but it was raining, so we had to skip it. But they got us to Curacao early, which was super fun, because then David and I got to go all the way to the other side of the island and go to the hotel where we got engaged at, which was really neat.
It was fun.
We went and saw the room.
Memories.
And we had lunch. And, you know, I had a moment where I was like, I require a frosty beverage being brought to me. And it was my day off, so I wanted a banana daiquiri. And I kept drinking it, being like, I don't feel anything. It was a virgin. I spent $9. I mean, what is this, people? I'm on the beach.
It's very tasty,
yeah,
though.
We were both like, this is delicious, but I feel nothing.
Did you have your sea legs when you're walking in? Because maybe they noticed, maybe he doesn't need any more. Let's give him a virgin.
Maybe
one.
That was it. Like, that guy looks like he's been on vacation for
Let's slip him a virgin. He won't even know.
Way too long. And then when we came back, we got to see my 96-year-old grandmother,
yay,
who wanted to know why I never comb my hair. This was a big issue for her.
It's a style thing.
And I was like, Gamma, that's what we call her. We call her Gamma. I was like, it's called bedhead. And that's the way I want it to look. But she was not pleased with it. But guys, I figured, what a better way for you to understand how the cruise went by talking to one of the people that was on our trip. I want to bring Tony on the show. Tony is calling from Boca, Florida. I totally fell in love with her. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, darling Dougal and David. How are you?
Tell me everything about the trip. What did you think?
Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful. It was an intimate group, and I know that 20-plus people canceled, called and canceled, but it was so wonderful. It was easy to connect with everyone. We had such a wonderful time, my sister and I. You had those few sessions that we had about the auras and then the manifestation that you did, you know, what I want to manifest, and it was incredible because you had each of us both speak about that, and we got so open and real and emotional. It was just incredible. You really did see a relief in a lot of these people when they spoke about their own lives.
Yeah, and you guys all got along really well. That was one of the cool parts is when we weren't doing the talks, you would walk through the ship and you would either pass like a restaurant or the casino or something, and everybody was hanging out. I think everybody got along really well, don't you?
Correct. I believe because it was a small group, I believe the intimacy level was incredible.
Well, shouldn't you, though, also, because it's a boat and you really can't go anywhere, so even if you did, you'd probably have to keep
Well, yeah, but sometimes people kind of go off and do their own thing, because everybody, some people came alone, but if you're sharing a room, like, you kind of connect, and people kind of separate, but everybody started having dinner together and really connecting.
Oh, that's sweet.
And Tony, you were hysterical. Everybody loved you. Do you know that?
Oh, thank you. But, Dougal, I want to throw it back at you. You are a living doll. Hello?
Are you still there?
Cell phone.
Okay, good. Cool. You're living very personable. You're very loving. You're kind. You're such a beautiful soul. I want to move next to you.
Totally available.
I would make your morning coffee. I'm not a morning person either, but I would make your morning coffee. I would make your bread. We had such a wonderful time. Like Colette, you guys were we just so enjoyed it. We're looking forward to the next trip together.
I'm telling you, I think we're going to do it next year, and it's true. You guys were so much fun, and I loved meeting you because, you know, I knew you online, and to see you from Facebook and then see you in person was super, super fun. So, Tony, thanks for calling, and I hope to talk to you soon, okay?
Yes. See you at Omega. Lots of
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thanks, Tony. Bye. She was so cute. These are twin sisters that came together, and I always see them on Facebook comment. I know, and I always see them on Facebook, but the minute you meet them in person, and that was the fun part. Like, you know, with the show, we have regular callers that come in, or on Facebook, people post, and to meet everybody in person was so much fun. We really had a great time.
Yeah, it was cool.
Really special. And she's right. I didn't say this on the air beforehand because I didn't want to call attention to it, but was it December or January where those two cruise ships sank?
It was the one, the Costa cruise ship that like turned on its side because of the captain.
Now, this was not good for the promotion of our cruise when that happened. So we did have people cancel. So we ended up with about 30 people, but it was a great group. We loved everybody. And then everybody got really individual
that
attention.
Sounds like a fairly good size. Anyways, you know, you can be intimate and then you can also be like as a group party, you know, like
exactly.
A situation.
And
like
everybody got a personal experience. And
that's what's cool.
We picked winners that had a private dinner, and it was just super, super fun. Mm-hmm. But I missed someone bringing my breakfast. Oh, my God, Benny, our room was insane. We had an awesome room. There was a jacuzzi tub in the bathroom that I could fit in, and I'm a giant.
You are.
That was so – and it's very strange to be in a bath on the sea. Agreed?
Yes.
Is there something very energetic?
I kind of agree. Okay, that's like swimming in a pool.
Exactly.
In water.
Right. Yeah. It's something.
Well, and you're kind of being rocked.
You're rocking back and forth.
Does the water move as much?
There's something about being on a cruise that's very womb-like. You know, I sleep like the dead on a cruise because you're rocked back and forth, and I feel like I'm rebirthing.
Kind of like
everything.
There's a constant hum from the motors and engine in the boat itself. Mm-hmm.
And what is it about the food? I swear I've gained 97 pounds.
That happens.
I need a scooter. Something's not right. Every time Colette and I needed to meet, I'd be like, well, why don't we meet at the ice cream bar? And then later we'll meet for tea and we can discuss it over sushi. And what do we want to talk about tonight? We should probably get French fries beforehand. Like,
it's all available to you, though.
All
so you
available,
might as well, right?
So David and I justified it by never using the elevator. We figured if we only took the stairs, and we went to the gym pretty much every day.
Every day.
And Benny, you would love this. So, of course, I'm the Jolly Green Giant, and we go to the gym the first day, and I try to get on the elliptical machine, and I can't because the ceiling's
too low.
And everyone in the gym is staring at me like,
you should ask, can I have this rolled out, please?
Exactly.
Out to the deck.
And that's the first thing. For the first day, my back kind of hurts because I'm slouching because I don't want to knock into anything.
Well, with doorways, it's really interesting. I don't think about that stuff, but every time we would
pass
through a doorway, you have to duck and hunch.
And I forgot to get a haircut, which only makes me taller.
and you don't want to ruin the dew.
I don't want to ruin the dew.
The
dew is what's most important. So I was constantly knocking into things, but by the end of the trip, I had it down. I knew where I could stand. I knew where I couldn't, but it was so much fun. Next year, you have to promise to come with us.
I will do my best.
You have to.
I know.
I swear, I think you'd love it, and people would love to
I
meet
think so
you.
Too.
Yeah, it'd be super fun.
We should Skype from there. That'd be fun.
We actually tried. David tried to Skype with a friend.
Oh, really?
It didn't work. The internet, it's amazing, though. Internet access was pretty good, but Skype had a kind of pause, right? Wasn't that the thing?
It would pause. I mean, it was pretty good. You could check your email very regularly.
Very regularly.
But for, you know, video or
it's
calling
just holding
someone,
that constant signal, it was kind of
exactly,
tough, I'm sure.
Yeah. And that's part of what I kind of like, though. The fact that you can escape and that no one can, you know, your phone can't ring and no one can get a hold of you. And we went swimming in Aruba with Colette. We went to a hotel and we just spent time in the water and then we snuck into the Westin.
Ooh,
I know. We went to the first hotel and Colette and I are so honest. We're like, we want to spend the day here. And they were like, you can't. You have to be.
You're not allowed.
Right. You have to be. So we went to the second hotel. David was like, listen, don't talk to anyone. Grab a towel. Pretend that you're here staying. But I always get so nervous. I feel like I'm going to get caught.
Know.
I'm going to get in trouble for something.
You have that look in your face like, oh, they're going to go talk to me.
He's so good at that. You're always getting us on the shorter line, and you just pretend like you belong
good
there.
Good for you,
yeah,
David.
You fake it till you make it.
In Vegas, he's always sneaking us into the high rollers lounge for the free food. My heart is pounding. I know. I'm giving away all your secrets.
You're not supposed to say that.
I can delete that.
That stuff makes me so nervous. Well, guys, I am here. I am sea legs and all ready to give you readings. If you want to give me a call, it's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or go to the Facebook page, post a question. I will read it live and try to give you an answer, or you can always tweet me at Dougal Fraser. Again, our number, 1-800-930-2819. Guys, we're back live. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. I miss my coffee room service. What's happening, people? We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Frazier here. Guys, we are live back in studio. So excited to be taking your calls. And of course, I have to talk about this. There is going to be a super moon this week. On Cinco de Mayo, May 5th at 11:35 p.m., the moon will officially become full. That's this Saturday. So it's a good time for you to project everything that you're looking for. I got to tell you, there's something about the year 2012 that I think, you know, we're going to get all woo-woo here. There's like an elevated sense of getting what you want to create. So make a list, send it out there. It's going to be a fun night, but that is this Saturday, which is super exciting. Guys, we're going to go straight to the calls. We have got our first caller, Natalie, in California. I love the name Natalie. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Where are you calling from in California?
I'm in Garden Grove.
Oh, cool. So what can I help you with?
Nice rainy day last night.
I know. It's so cold here this morning. I wasn't expecting that. We're supposed to be warm and sunny.
I know, but, you know, the rain's always good.
True.
Okay, I'm going to be rekindling an old love affair that we've been apart for 13 years, and I'm planning on moving in with him July 11th. I'm wondering, is this a good move?
Hey, Natalie, we're going to have to cut you off there because your phone wasn't really too connected. So what Natalie's question was that she's rekindling an old love affair, and they're going to be moving in soon. And I want to answer the question for you. I do think that it is going to go quite well. I have to tell you, though, there's some fear there, but in a good way. I think that he actually triggers you and kind of makes you look at your stuff, which is a good thing. Guys, when you're getting into a relationship, you want someone who helps you be the best that you can possibly be. You want someone that can help you clean up aspects of your being that need more development. So you may be feeling some hesitation or some anxiety, and that's a good thing. I want you to feel that energy. I actually think you guys are going to be together for a long time. I also was going to talk about this. I know you're not on the call, but there's a legal issue that comes up for you as well that I feel like he supports you through, which is great. And it ends up turning out in your favor. That seems to be in the month of August. It has nothing to do with the relationship. It feels like a business thing, but he really supports you through it, and it's a good thing. Thanks for the call. We're going to go straight to Annette in Seattle. Hey, Annette, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
God, thanks. Annette, you are in such a transition right now, aren't you?
I am so in transition.
Yeah, it's interesting because you really like things to feel, you love your routine. And I get that. I'm kind of the same way. It makes you feel safe when you know what's going on, you know what to expect, especially with people around you. And right now you're in a real transition. There's a lot of endings coming to you right now. And a lot of people go through this. There are relationships that are going to fall away. There's even a job that falls away. And it kind of puts you in this place of vulnerability. But here's the thing, Annette. Sometimes we have to stop certain behaviors and end certain relationships in order to grow and expand and attract more into our life. And especially with you financially, I feel like you could be doing so much more financially and attracting in more money, but you've got to be available for that. And the good news is something about your consciousness has shifted. Something this year has become more comfortable with allowing change into your life, and I like that. But change can feel prickly, it can feel vulnerable, it can feel strange, but you need to be open to that. So a job just changed, correct?
Yes, I'm starting in a position.
Okay. And that was just recently, right?
Correct.
Okay, here's the thing. In my opinion, in this new position, you can finally find your power. There's something about the environment where I feel like you have the opportunity to really be in your power and be the best that you can possibly be. For some reason, the money doesn't feel immediate. I feel like it's not until like the middle of June or the end of June where you feel better about it financially. But I finally feel like my voice is being supported. I finally feel like I can be myself. I finally feel like I can make a difference, which is important to you. So ease the anxiety. Know that part of transition and change comes with feeling a little bit vulnerable and a little bit different. But this new job is so good for you. And I feel like the environment is really going to support you. And ultimately, financially, it's going to be great. But let's also talk about some of the friendships. Some of your friendships have fallen away too, right?
A marriage is falling away. And that's
okay. Yeah, that's a good thing. And here's the deal. I think you and I are similar in the sense that you're very sensitive to your environment. So as you kind of move into this new environment where you're around what I would describe as bigger, stronger people, it kind of makes you feel more a sense of yourself, more confident. And as you're around more confident and more successful people, you will become the same as well. So ultimately, Annette, it's a great 6 months for you. And I think as we get to like September and October, you're going to feel spectacular. Okay.
Got it. And moving?
There feels like there's a delay on the move. What's that about?
house is for sale, it's got to sell.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to say the move takes a little bit longer than you would have expected. By July, the house will sell and everything seems fine, but you really want to wait for the price. There's a spike in real estate throughout the entire country in the summer months. So if you can wait to the summer, I think you'll get the price that you want. You'll get offers before then, but don't sell too low. I would hold out for the price that you actually want, and I think that'll happen in July, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Annette. I hope you have a great day.
Oh, I will.
Talk to you soon. Guys, speaking of new jobs, can we talk about something for a second? So Ryan Seacrest signed a contract with NBC Universal. He will now contribute to the Today Show, the Super Bowl coverage, Olympics coverage, and election coverage. What is going on?
Are you kidding?
I know. Ugh. He's a workaholic.
No.
What?
I disagree.
What do you think?
He's just blasting himself out there so he has a future job.
I agree.
A future job?
Come on, really? He needs the money? I think he's putting himself too far.
I think it's crazy. I think it is way too. I think he's a total workaholic. So that means he's going to host American Idol. He has a syndicated radio show at Clear Channel. He hosts New Year's Eve special. He's also a newscaster for the E Channel. A newscaster, David? You wrote newscaster for the E.
Well, what would you call it?
I can't call the E Channel a news. I think that he reads a teleprompter about gossip and celebrities.
Yeah, that's...
I suppose...
A gossip caster.
He's the producer of all the Kardashian shows, which is something he should not brag about. He also produces Shaws of Sunset on Bravo. That's just insane to me. I guess Dick Clark did that kind of stuff, right? I mean, he had all 9,000 shows. Benny, your face right now. So I take it you love Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, he's my favorite. he's oversaturating the market.
Don't you think he should give Brian Dunkelman $1 million?
Yes.
Don't you think that would just be the nice thing to do? I mean, do you guys remember Brian Dunkelman? He was the co-host of the first season of American Idol.
Yeah.
What an opposite yin-yang response to that. And he declined. He was invited back for the second season.
I was going to say, did he quit?
I think he quit. I think he thought that it was too much. Speaking of the Today Show, we need to talk about this. So Bobby Brown is doing his first interview since Whitney's passing on the Today Show, and it's going to be tomorrow. And they showed the promo this morning, and my first comment is, I own the outfit he was wearing. What does that say about me? I'm serious. I paused the TV, and I was like, oh my God. Bobby Brown, actually, you will be able to see me wearing the same outfit on a television show at the end of this month that I cannot talk about yet. But I was like, oh my God, Bobby Brown and I both went to Banana Republic and we're like, this is perfect for TV. How hysterical is that? Because you remember his outfits from like the 90s? What does that say about me? I need to shop elsewhere. But I'm curious to see what he talks about because obviously Bobby Brown's had a lot of problems in his life. But I feel like he gets a bad rep. I kind of feel like he gets blamed for everything that went on in Whitney's life. And let's be honest, she's an adult. She made some of her own decisions, and you cannot blame someone for the demise of their life, don't you think?
Well, I want to know where all these if all these like celebrities, don't they have agents or spin master people or just be quiet? A lot of them think they know what to say. They really don't.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They get into these situations and they just shoot their mouth off. They may say it the way they think it's truthful, but it comes out wrong.
I agree with you. Yeah.
And it's so it's like, all right, you got to let things die down.
Right.
Let all the information.
Just go away for a period
of
time. Even if they're gossiping about you and they're saying something negative. Sometimes I think if you're just quiet, it sounds better and just take a break. But and the Today Show, to the best of my knowledge, does not pay for interviews. So I don't think that he's getting paid, but I'm curious to see what he talks about and how that kind of...
Is he being sponsored by any, like, hair gels or anything?
Oh, man.
Could be Banana Republic, because he's wearing that outfit.
There you go. Okay, there. Banana Republic is like, yes, we got it in.
Exactly.
Quick, we need to recap on our lost fashion from last season.
So we will be talking about that tomorrow. Guys, I promise to take your calls when we come back. My number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. We are live today on Transformation Talk Radio. So happy to be talking to you guys again. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be talking to Grace in Seattle. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
She's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here, taking all of your calls today, 1-800-930-2819. And Sharon, you posted on Facebook trying to call in. She wants to know if she's going to be a teacher. Yes, that is a great, perfect job for you. Here's the thing, though. I think you're probably going to start first as a substitute teacher because you asked me what grade. I see you jumping around. I would definitely do younger than high school. I think the younger, the better for you. There's something about your energy and your ability to connect with really young kids that's quite profound. So I can't tell the exact age, but that is a good, good job for you. Love that idea. Thank you for posting. Guys, we're going to go great. We're going to go right to Grace in West Hollywood. Good morning, Grace. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh, good.
I love your show, and I'm so excited that I got on.
Thank you. Hey, Grace, why aren't you self-employed? You're supposed to be self-employed.
Boy, that's right. What about what I was calling about today?
Grace, it's what I do for a living.
I'm between, because I've been kind of stuck career-wise.
Yeah, well, tell me about it, yeah.
And, so two opportunities just popped up, and I didn't know which one to go with.
What are the two opportunities?
One is with my friend at the design firm that he wants to start, just the two of us. And then the other one is working for two interior designers.
No, do the design firm with your friend. Here's the deal. Leadership and being in a position of command is what you do best. So I actually see people working underneath you. I see a great big team. And self-employment is where you're supposed to go. The reason you should be self-employed is you are naturally a hard worker. So if you work for another company or if you work for another person, you are going to work till you bleed. I mean, you just give it your all. It's your nature. It's who you are. So what that tells me is it would be better for you to work on your own concept and your own idea because you'd make more money that way. And here's the thing. I know you're talking about interior design. It's not just that. I actually see like events. I actually see space that you create. There's something about your ability to bring people together that I think is quite profound and quite powerful. And this friend, this person that you're thinking of doing the company with, I really like him. And I think it's a good balance for you. What's his name?
Steven.
Okay. I love Steven, and Steven is super creative, can be a little bit scattered sometimes, so you will help to ground his energy, which is a nice balance, and I think he will inspire you to take more risks, and I think the company itself will do quite well. I want you guys to come up with a name really soon. I want you to buy like a website domain. I want you to get business cards. We have to start anchoring the ideas, but I expect by fall, especially in November, something happens in, I keep showing November, right around like Thanksgiving, there's this big event that is a lot of money that makes you finally feel secure. And you know, I have to be careful when I say this as a psychic, but you make big bucks this lifetime. So that's really good for you. So I would say self-employment with the friend. It's not just interior design. It's going to be more than that. Do you know who Colin, what's his name? Cow is?
Cowie?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's Colin kind of Cowie? Like a, yeah. How do you say the name, David?
Cowie.
Cowie. He's done stuff for Oprah. I think he started as an interior designer, but he also does like event planning. I keep seeing his face in my head. Research him and the kind of work that he does, because I think that's the direction that you're ultimately going to go in. Here's the deal, Grace. You have great strength. You have great power. And this is the year that you really start to acknowledge it. And as soon as self-employment comes in, it's like everything unfolds for you. I feel like I'm in love. I feel like I've got money. I feel like I've got passion in my life. So whenever you're feeling overwhelmed, I really want you to focus on the word passion. That's going to be connected to your career. It's connected to your friends. It's connected to your family. Always ask yourself, does this situation fill me with passion? Does this person fill me with passion? And if the answer is yes, that's what you want to follow. Okay?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks, Grace. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Oh, wait, can I ask you one more question?
Only because I adore you.
Aww.
This one's kind of a heavy one. I've got an ex-boyfriend who we've been on again, off again, but I've been trying to distance myself from him just because he doesn't want to be with me. It's not that I don't want to be with him, but now
I don't like him at all.
Uh-oh.
I don't like him at all. I don't trust him. I don't think that he consciously lies, but I think he exaggerates, and I think he's a little bit of a narcissist, and you are way too sensitive for that, and you deserve someone that sees your strength and sees your power, and that is someone who I would delete from the phone.
Even though he's terminally ill and I'd like to be there for him, like as a friend?
I don't think that's a good connection for you, and if he doesn't want to be with you, you need to read that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Grace, best of luck to you with everything. Take care. Guys, we're going to go straight to Charles in Toronto. Charles, that's my middle name. We're bonded for life. What's going on with you?
Everything, Dougal. But I've got a good outlook on things, so just curious what's going on and where am I going?
Okay, so here's the thing. I see moving with a question mark. So why do you keep thinking about it and not doing it?
Fear.
Okay, because you want to move, right?
Yep.
And you want to move far, correct?
As far as possible, yes.
Okay, because you're in Toronto, right?
Right.
Okay, I actually see you on the other side of Canada, like the Vancouver area, which I've only been to once, but they're flashing that in my head. I see you moving very, very far. And part of that is, you know, our community and our circle sometimes can reflect back to us, you know, a lot of crap, a lot of junk, a lot of things that we need to move through. And I get this sense that, you know, I need to separate ties from people. I need to go to a new place. I need to kind of reinvent myself, if you will. And the easiest way that you're going to be able to do that is with new surroundings. And they say that the easiest way to break a pattern or a habit is to move. And I just feel like you have been stuck. And part of the reason you're afraid of that is this old part of you, excuse me for saying this, but the kind of the blocked part of you is afraid of change right now. So I really want you to support you. I really want to support you in making this move. It seems really important. And I understand that you're scared, but I honestly think once you do it, you are going to feel phenomenally better. It just seems imperative for you to get out of this area. And let's talk about relationships for a second. There was a relationship that you were in that, in my opinion, was more of a friendship than a romantic relationship. And it feels like you stayed in that too long, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
And when did that end?
I'm I'm on my way out.
Okay, you're on your way out now. And what's that person's name?
Tracy.
Tracy. And here's the deal. I like Tracy. I get it. I totally understand why you guys would be attracted to each other, but this is a friendship. This is not romance. And again, I think there's safety there. It's like you know each other, you understand each other. It feels very, very safe to me, but it just feels like it has to come to an end. So I think you're going to move really far, and it's going to be a good thing. And like I said, for a short period of time, there's going to be a little bit of heightened anxiety, but it's the right choice for you. So know this today. My job was to, A, tell you that you're thinking of moving and you should do it, so you know the universe supports that. And just know that the anxiety and the doubt is pretty normal. You're just going to have to kind of push through that and not let it hold you back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Best of luck to you with everything, Charles. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Hey, Davey, let's try and take one more caller. Who do we have?
Emily. We have Emily in San Diego.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hi, Diego. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, I recently quit my job to become self-employed, and I felt like I lined up all these projects before I left my job, and everything, like, has been delayed and fallen apart and whatnot. I'm not sure, like, whether to continue down this path, and part of me's, like, thought about looking for another job, and I worked in media and moving. So I'm really, like, torn right now because, like, of course, I'm worried financially.
Yeah, of course. So yeah. Here's the deal. There is a part-time job that presents itself in the month of May that I can't tell if it's 3 months or 3 weeks. And there's someone whose name is Larry is connected to that. It's like they need your help. And you've worked with this person before or you know of each other. And he comes in and he's like, it's a short-term project. And it pays pretty well. It's a decent chunk of change that you could put in the bank to kind of ease some of your anxiety. I do think you should stay self-employed. And I still want you to hold on to the vision. But they are showing... I wouldn't call it like a step backwards. It's like a step sideways where another thing comes in for you to get a little bit of a burst for a burst of cash to kind of ease some of that anxiety. And it's something that I really want you to do. Now, I know you talked about moving. I don't see that. I see it on the table as an option, but then I see like like not going to happen. It doesn't feel like the right time for that right now. So two jobs, the self-employment thing that you're still nurturing and try to set into motion, but something else does manifest from something that you've done before just to pay you a little bit of money. And the combination of the two eases some of your anxiety. And here's the deal, Emily. Every self-employed person out there knows this, myself included. Part of the process and part of the journey is that you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. So and I think you're just getting used to that flow. You're getting used to that energy and how it feels. But ultimately, it is what you're supposed to do. And I don't see a huge change in income, which is a good thing. You're going to continue to maintain yourself and take care of yourself. But this thing, Larry, over and over and over again, Larry, 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 I keep hearing it over and over and over again, comes in on the side, and I would take that. And like I said, I'm leaning more towards that it's 3 weeks, not 3 months. And that's a good thing for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
David, not Larry.
Like nope. It's definitely, could it be Larry David? Maybe. no, I definitely see Larry. Okay.
Okay. I'll have to hunt for Larry.
Okay. And like I said, this is where you test me. You don't have to hunt for it. It comes to you, but call us back and let me know. Okay.
Okay. Totally.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
What else is going on in the news? Guys, Octomom, what's happening?
It's about to happen.
I know. She filed for bankruptcy. And that whole, did you see that thing where they caught her having like a $500 haircut? And then she said that it was for all the kids. And
oh, of course it was.
Am I the only
Mom
person?
Needs to look good.
When
right.
You see her on camera, it is so obvious that she is completely dissociated, not connected to reality. And she just seems out of it. I'm sorry. Too bold? Too much?
No, you're right on.
It's just, it's crazy. And then the Child Protective Services went in and said that everything was okay. And you know, here's the deal. When David and I lived in New York, we actually ended up calling Child Protective Services on a neighbor of ours. Because this poor girl would be like in the lobby by herself. Aww. And, you know, so many issues with her mom. And her mom like knocked on her door one night and was like, do you guys party? And I was like, are you kidding? Like, clearly drug issue going on. And I remember when we called them, the Child Protective Services said, here's the deal. unless she is like not feeding the kid or beating her, or, you know, there's like needles left out or something like that, there's nothing we can really do. And I remember being so disheartened by that. She said, you know, there's other, you know, is she dressed? Is she going to school? And I said, well, kind of. And I think it's kind of the same thing, in my opinion, with Octomom, where they're like, you know, what can we do? You know, where are we going to put these kids? There's so many kids that need placement, and it's really scary. And now she's thinking of doing porn, and I just...
Desperate calls.
I know. I don't know what to tell her to do. It's and I remember Susie Orman, I think she was on Oprah when the show was still on the air, saying, you know, you need to do anything you can to make money. But it just seems so reckless. And every time, and then I don't know if, like, if we give her the attention, are we enabling the behavior? Because then she does get paid for some interviews, and it's just so
strange.
Well,
she is kind of used to the, I think, attention in the very beginning. I mean, obviously, it was a blessing that she, you know, got pregnant, but then times eight. So
yeah.
It can sometimes kind of backfire, not in that sense, but and then on how she perceives the whole, like, well, look at me, I'm special, blah, blah,
right.
blah. It's like, well, you
yeah.
are.
Right.
But, you know, publicly, how are you going
to
take that?
Yeah, and it's just, it's so sad to me. Mm-hmm. Every time they pull her out, it's just so sad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. When we come back, we've got good stuff to talk about. Guys, if you want to make an appointment with me, call me at 1-877-936-8425. I'm going to lots of fun places. Go to DougalFraser.com, click the appearances page. When we come back, I've got more news stories. I still want to catch up with Benny. How are the boys? What's happening? What's Brian been up to? I don't know. I'm back from vacation live. We'll be right back.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. www.thehomeofmoneyinc.net or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Frazier here. So we flew in late last night, and poor David got up early this morning to write the show, and I get lists of topics, and one of them was just an email that said, sex with robots, ?
Really?
And I was like, what?
There's a story there.
Sure there is, David.
So apparently, do you want to talk about it for a second?
Well, in Amsterdam, there's this whole new thing. Like, it's kind of controversial, but they're working on opening, like, brothels that are only staffed by robot prostitutes. And the idea is that...
This is my husband.
The idea... I know, it sounds insane, right.
I just want to know how you found this story. You don't just stumble upon robot prostitutes.
Shouldn't you be
prostitutes.
Making Dougal breakfast or something at this point? Why are you looking at this kind of garbage?
It was on the Huffington Post. Well, it's really interesting because you kind of think it's insane, but then when you read about it, it says that the idea is, first of all, it's supposed to help edge out, like, human sex trafficking, which is a big problem all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And then also, the people who go to visit them won't get any diseases because they're like, it's gross. Use your imagination.
That's another benefit. Okay, keep them coming.
But they clean them. But the thing that I found really interesting... They clean them in between clients. But what I found extra interesting was that the clients are... more interested in going to them because they don't feel like they're actually cheating if they are with a robot as opposed to like a human being. Like if someone who's married goes to a robot, is that cheating?
So and basically, I thought, it's another robot. They don't have feelings. So
it's
themselves.
I thought that was really interesting.
Can I just ask you a question? We have world hunger. Right? We have, global warming. There are issues on the planet.
Missiles being shot all over the place.
But
really?
Somewhere there is a team of scientists who are going, we will make sex robots. Really?
You didn't have to pick it.
I thought it was good.
I love it. Our team of, researchers.
So robots, sex with robots, or Denver omelets.
Exactly.
Let's see what I will do.
Let's go to our next caller. We've got Kathy in Seattle. Hey, Kathy, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's going on? There's some heartache around you. I feel sad. What's going on?
Oh, well, right now I'm just at a crossroads in my career, and I feel like I'm the mother hen of the office.
Yeah.
And that there's just too much responsibility. I always feel like I want to leave or find another job, but I also want to delve into my own doing crystal healings, and I just find pleasure and happiness from doing that. But I don't know if it's time to leave my current work.
It's definitely not time to leave your current work. I'm going to be honest with you. I think in your case, there's an imbalance here. I personally think you take on too much responsibility at the office. And in my opinion, they're not paying you fairly for the amount of work that you actually do. And I applaud you for being committed. I applaud you for being good at what you do. But you need to pull back a little bit. At the moment, especially with where you are in the job climate, I would keep the job and maybe I would do the crystal healings as a part-time basis. I don't think you're going to make your living this lifetime as a healer. I think that's more of a passion on the side. I actually think another job offer will come up similar to what you do right now in the month of September that has something to do with education. It's not a school, but there's an educational environment and you're paid a little bit more money and it feels like less hours and less time. And then when you're working less hours and less time, then in your personal life, you can explore those things that make you feel passionate. But here's the deal, Kathy. When you walk into a situation, especially with your energy, you kind of set up the contract with what you tell them you're going to do. So in your current environment, they know you're always going to be available. They know that you're always going to serve them. They know that you're always going to go above and beyond the call of duty. So you're going to have to renegotiate that contract. You're going to have stronger boundaries and say, I can't do that. And you may have to say no, and they're not going to be upset with you. And I think when you start redefining your boundaries, that's going to help you manifest a new position. And I think you'll be happier there. So that's the direction that I would focus on right now. Okay, Kathy?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything. Okay, so David had just read on the news, who had a baby?
Jessica Simpson gave birth this morning.
Oh, yes. What'd she have?
A baby girl.
Oh.
9 pounds, 13 ounces.
Wow.
Which is a big baby girl.
That is a big baby girl.
Her name is Maxwell Drew Johnson.
And now I'm having a premonition that Jessica Simpson might announce in a month a deal with a weight loss company.
Go figure.
You think?
Are you kidding? I guarantee. Let's make a bet.
This is a given. Why even bet on it?
Like? No. But here's the deal. Whoever wins.
Seriously.
Hey, why not?
What company do you think it is? Do you think she's going to replace Mariah Carey? Do you think she's gonna replace Valerie Bertinelli with Weight Watchers? What company?
I think it'll be Jenny Craig.
I'm going to say Weight Watchers. What do you think, Benny?
Why? But they love Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have much to lose anymore.
Exactly. Oh, she's done. True.
She's pretty much done.
She's earned out the contract. You got to go to the next thing.
Yep.
And how much do you think she's? It's going to be something ridiculous, like $10 million.
Probably.
Why can't someone pay me to gain weight and then lose weight? Dream job.
Gain and lose.
My plan is working so excellently. Yes.
Exactly. I guarantee she announces that. And then I thought this was kind of a funny story. A dentist pulls out all of her ex's teeth. How am I saying this? Okay. Marek Olszewski?
Is that
right? 45, made the mistake of scheduling an appointment with his ex, 34-year-old Anna Makowiak.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
And he had a toothache, and Anna numbed his mouth with anesthesia, pulled out all of his teeth, and wrapped his head with bandages so he wouldn't notice until he left her office.
And he had broken up with her like a week before or something like that.
That's so unbelievable.
First of all, why did he
go... You know what I love, though? She owns it, though. She writes, I tried to be professional and detach myself from my emotions, she told the news site, but when I saw him lying there, I thought, what a bastard. Now she's under investigation for malpractice and may face 3 to 5 years in jail. Guys, revenge, not so sweet.
I agree. I mean, she had a moment of like laughing and now she's going to sit in jail as a result. Like,
right.
She's really the
she
one.
She probably gets some more
lose.
Work out of it. You know, inmates have some pretty, you know,
right.
not so good dental programs up
You're
in there. So
right.
I'm
they
wondering
consider to work while she's
right,
there.
Right. So she's probably got a good, another in.
Yeah, and so I need to talk about this. Have you guys all heard of the book 50 Shades of Grey? It is a New York Times best-selling erotic fiction novel. It is number one. Set largely in Seattle, the trilogy traces the deepening relationship between college graduate Anastasia Steele and a young businessman named Christian Grey. So it's totally known for its bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, and people are reading it like crazy. And the funny part is, I wanted to bring it on the cruise because it's getting so much attention, but I was embarrassed.
It does seem to be a guilty pleasure. I feel like a lot of people who have read it, say it as though they're a little embarrassed, but they love it.
And I feel like I'm supposed to be reading like The Secret and like Blink and all
you
these
books.
You put
the cover over that book, right?
Can you imagine?
Oh, hey, Google, how's it going? Oh, just catching up on some light reading. Yeah, The Secret. It's so wonderful. Meanwhile, it's Sex with Robots. I mean,
so,
really.
I'm just, it's Sex with Robots. See, this is why I miss Benny. Bringing it full circle. So I'm just going to announce it now. I'm going to read it. And if you want to join me, I think we should read it as a group and listeners can call in and I think we should talk about it because if it's so popular, I mean, there's got to be something to it. And of course, I think women seem to be the predominant audience. But I have a friend who read it and maybe we'll have Stacey on because Stacey was on KTLA. She's a psychotherapist and she read it and she liked it. She thought it was interesting.
It's controversial. If you read the reviews on Amazon, there are almost as many bad
reviews.
What's
the controversy?
Well, I think it's very popular and I don't know if the writing is up to warrant that popularity, but I really think the controversy
it's a romance.
Well, there's dominance and submission and the protagonist is this girl, Anastasia, and I guess, you know, not everybody wants to read about that kind of stuff.
Right.
Dougal, you have a point. Quiet. It's a romance novel.
Exactly.
Like, when does that not happen in those things?
I've never read a romance novel ever.
Really?
Yeah. Have you? Like a Diane, what's her
Danielle
name?
Danielle Steele.
Oh, right.
Please,
yeah.
Yes, of course I have.
See, we've learned a lot about David this hour. Sex with robots.
Oh, come on.
Danielle Steele.
Funny, that goes with Steel.
That needs to be a new band name.
This is great. Just keep them coming. I'm on point right now. This is fabulous.
Guys, we are going to be live again tomorrow on CBS New Sky Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can call me. We can get all the information. But are you going to join me? Go to Facebook. Tell me if you've read 50 Shades of Grey. I'm going to read it. I'm going to be honest about it. Let's read it together. We all deserve a little break, and it's just bondage. It's nothing
it's
scary.
Fiction. It's fiction.
If you want to call me for a private session, my number 1-877-936-8425. Go to DougalFraser.com. Click Recent Press to hear all of the shows, and you can find more information about my work. Benny, I missed you. It's good to be back.
It's a pleasure to have you, of course.
Yeah. Oh, and I hear the theme music. How delightful. Guys, trust your gut. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Barbra Streisand.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.